Are you sure you want to do this? There are times you are near the edge of the cliff, but you're moving slowly, not sure what direction you're heading in. This is when Mike knew that he and Tia were on that edge. When that installer, this young ya dude with the rat nest hair and the over-tattooed arms, looked back at them and asked that damn question. Are you sure you want to do this? None of them belonged in this room. Sure, Mike and Tia Bay were in their own home, a split-level-come-McMansion in the suburb of Glen Rock, but this bedroom had become enemy territory to them, strictly forbidden. Tia had her arms crossed. There was no doubt in her voice, just a hint of exasperation. Yes, we're sure. Mike said nothing. Their voices were a whisper, even though there was no chance that they'd be seen or heard. Their 11-year-old daughter, Jill, was in school. Adam, their 16-year-old, was on his school's junior overnight trip.
You understand how this works, right?
Tia nodded in perfect unison to Mike, shaking his head.
The software will record every keystroke your son makes, Brett said. At the end of the day, the information is packaged and a report will be emailed to you. It'll show you everything. Every website visited, every email sent or received, every instant message. Everything.
Mike's eyes moved about the room. The hockey trophies mocked him. Mike was surprised that Adam had not put them away. Mike played college hockey at Dartmouth. He was drafted by the New York Rangers, played for their Hartford team for a year, even got to play in two NHL games. He had passed on his love of hockey to Adam. He became a goalie in junior hockey. Adam had been terrific, a top college prospect for certain. And then, 6 months ago, he quit. Just like that. Was that where it began? Was that the first sign of his decline, his withdrawal? Mike tried to rise above his son's decision, tried not to be like so many pushy parents who seem to equate athletic skill with life success. But the truth was, the quitting had hit Mike hard. But it had hit Tia harder.
We are losing him, she said.
Mike wasn't as sure. Adam had suffered an immense tragedy, the suicide of a friend. And sure, he was working out some adolescent angst. He was moody and quiet. He spent all his time in this room, mostly on this wretched computer. But wasn't that true of most teenagers? It was her idea, this surveillance. Tia was a criminal attorney with Burton and Crimstein in Manhattan. Brett, the installer, was the tech guy at Tia's law firm. Mike had visited the eSpyWrite website and seen the first inducement in big, bold letters. Are your children being approached by child molesters? Are your employees stealing from you? And then, in even bigger and bolder letters, the argument that sold Tia. You have the right to know.